We are live in Studio 1A with Eleanor Friedberger and our concert club. Hey guys, how's it going? Eleanor Friedberger has a new record out called Rebound, and she's going to be at 310 at ACL tonight. The doors are at 7:30. The tickets are at 310austin.org. And what's the first song you're going to play for us today?
It's called In Between Stars.
Right on.
In between moons, I was the sea, I was the sea. In between stars, I was the salt, I was the salt. Wild and vulgar were the ones that you could see. The ugly idols now cherished by me. In between moons, in between stars, I was the iron, I was the iron. Washed and scrubbed from morning till night. The sky is heavy on my shoulders, but alright. It happened so very long ago. Don't know when or how. Nobody knows what we're doing here even now. Kid yourself a little while. In between moons, I was the spring, I was the spring. Through your eyes, everything I buy and need and do with you in mind.
Yes. Eleanor Friedberger live in Studio 1A. She's joined by her band here. That's Ian Riley on bass, Noah Hecht on drums, Ryan Ryan DeGray on guitar. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're in town promoting your new record, Rebound, which just came out. And I read that it was influenced kind of by a trip that you took to Greece recently, or like right after the election.
Yeah, I felt like I needed to get out of town and or even further than that.
Yeah, you went much further than out of town.
My mom's Greek-American. I've spent a lot of time in Greece over the past 20 years, but I'd always wanted to spend more time in Athens, so last year, I spent about 2 months there trying to learn Greek and also write songs, but I failed at both of those things. But when I came back, I had a lot of, I don't know what you want to call it, memory. I got to think of a good expression for that. It's like when a designer goes around and like collects fabric swatches or something like that.
Memspiration?
Sure.
Memory inspiration, perhaps? Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, we'll work on
that's
it later.
Memspiration.
It could be.
That
it could
sounds
work.
Like it, sounds like something that only happens to women. I came home and then wrote the album. But yeah, being in Greece definitely was a big inspiration for the sound and the stories.
And I read too that the sound was also inspired by a new instrument that you found when you got back, a Casio keyboard.
Oh yeah, the rare Casio keyboard. It's not exact. No, I actually bought this Casio keyboard before I left and started writing songs on it and made a lot of demos, and I don't know if it's just lack of creativity or something, but I liked the way it sounded so much, so I just didn't want to change the demos too much, so I used a lot of the demos in the final album.
Did the keyboard itself like change the way that you actually approached songwriting?
It did. I wrote music first, which normally I start with the lyrics, but I wrote the music first and I wrote, you know, melodies first and then tried to squeeze in the words afterwards, which is different for me, and I think the songs sound a little different too.
Yeah, I mean the songs definitely sound different from your last record, New View. But I also read that you started out, you wanted to have like a messy kind of angry record, but this record is not terribly messy.
I know,
or
I'm too
angry.
Nice. I don't know how to do that. Yeah, I've always thought like I want to be in a, I mean, I don't know. When I was in the band with my brother, often our live shows turned into like these kind of punk messes, and I thought that was all I was suited to for or something, you know. I wanted to go even further with that and make a record that sounded like that instead of just having a live show that was like that. But I don't know. I guess that's just not really my natural way.
You haven't captured it in a recording
yet. Not really, no.
Yeah. And so tonight, are we going to see this like devolve into a punk mess?
No,
at
not
3:10?
Really.
Oh,
okay. I mean, maybe we'll see. I don't know, guys.
Right on. Adria, Eleanor Friedberger is going to be at ACL Live, 3:10 at ACL Live tonight. The doors are at 7:30. Tickets are at 3:10austin.org. And we'd love to hear another song.
Great. We're going to play a song called Are We Good?
For a man last night, she said yes, they cried and we kissed. I've got 3 lines on TV tonight. Thank you, great, and yes, I'll go to ZZ Top and lose my mind. Save me a seat if you can find the password, please. Is it still love? Much less complicated than that. A new policy, I guess it's peace. You're not even guessing in the right language. Are we good? 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 Somewhere in between, inside your garage in my Spanish dream. To find the magic word, look somewhere in between, inside your garage in my Spanish dream. It's bad, it's none. You wanna take me night swimming after the show. I'm stuck inside the Tampa Blues again. I played croquet, it was croquet. mowed the lawn and killed seven snakes. Dirty clothes, dirty face, no bra. Sloppy, clumsy, and raw. Outside a gas station, a dog greeted me. He's not even barking in the right language. Are we good? 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 Are we good?
Eleanor Friedberger live in Studio NA with Are We Good from her new record, Rebound. That was excellent. I love that line. I go ZZ Top and lose my mind. It's
Thank
such
you.
Like
Everyone has a favorite line. Most people like the croquet line.
Is it a joke? I played croquet. It was croquet. Like,
I heard someone, I stole that line from a comedian whose name I can't remember. And I don't know what kind of career he's had, but I was doing a little stint on the Seth Meyers show playing in the band. Mm-hmm. And there was a comedian doing a 5-minute act or whatever, and he said that.
And you were like, I'm taking that
yes.
and putting that
and
in
then I
my
told
song.
Someone else that joke and they didn't laugh at it.
So you were like, fine, it's just a song lyric and everyone will hear it. The ZZ Top line is so great because it's so Texas. And I know you lived in Austin for a while, so I feel
that's
like
true,
that's
yeah.
that's your touch on Austin.
Actually, someone said that to me.
Oh, really? In
that
Texas?
They were going, no, they went to see them in Los Angeles.
Oh, right on. I'm glad they lost their mind. Is there anything that you do when you're in town? Like when you return to town, is there something you have to do when you're in Austin?
I see my friends, Deanna and Harrison.
Perfect.
I see some friends and I like to eat tacos and barbecue and all that stuff and go swimming at Barton Springs if I can.
Right on. Well, I hope you can while you're in town.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. These guys are going to stick around for the audience and do one more song. I'm going to head out of here and get back on the radio. If you want to go see Eleanor Friedberger, she'll be at 310 at ACL Live tonight. The doors are at 7:30. Thanks to everyone who made this possible. Cliff Hargrove mixed it. Front of house is done by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today is led by Julia Rees, assisted by Emery Weaver. And as always, our Studio NA producer is the amazing Deidre Gott. Thank you guys so much. This is KTX 98.9, your Austin Music Experience.